Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Today is the last day of January, 31st of January. January 31st, 2024, time 7:05, and the news. Top of the hour news is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. And I got Ben at the helm.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning.
Hey, could you take down that little the thing that says the guest, or there's somebody on the line there. That was on there last night, and he forgot to take it down. So how are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
You brought your scooter in.
Yes.
It could get wet on the way home. Do you have another way of getting home, or do you throw that in the back of my truck and I take you home?
I go to college today.
Oh, you go to college today. Is that right down the street here or something? Or
it's relative. I just use the Sundial route and then Collier. It's very straightforward.
To go where?
To Shasta College.
You're going to drive out to Shasta College today on your scooter?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
It wasn't raining yesterday.
Is it raining?
How about 100% chance of rain today?
Interesting. I will find another way.
With a high near 57, new precipitation amounts between 3/4 and 1 inch. Do you not realize how much rain that is?
Yeah, I can't ride in rain.
No, and it's a low around 47 tonight. Thursday, rain. Chance of precipitation, 90%. Thursday night, patchy fog. And it's going to be in the lows around 43. And Friday, rain. Friday night, rain. And then Saturday, it's going to kind of start tapering off, just only a 30% chance of rain. But it's going to get colder. It's going to be down in the 30s. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Even though it looks like it could be partly sunny on Tuesday with a high near 54. So, if you're planning on riding your electric scooter around, you might want to find a different way to get around.
Well, I'll tell you what goes really well with the rainy days. Our national day today.
And that is?
National Hot Chocolate Day.
Whoa, National Hot Chocolate Day. You're right. It's perfect. The weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane and Anderson, a family-owned business, locally owned, of course, treats their customers like, really treats them like friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They have other payment plans. It's a veteran-owned business. They're just great people, the Kinney family. They do a lot for our community and for a lot of organizations here in town. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. So let's go back to you again, Ben. Since you're an easy target, and I'm just sitting here.
Yes.
So you ride your electric scooter from here over this, over the, did you say the Sundial Bridge? No, you didn't say that.
No, it's whatever that bridge before it is with the bike path on the side.
Oh, the diesel?
I think so.
The diesel horse bridge.
Yeah.
Okay, you go there, go on up to Market. Go up to the lake and take a right.
Yeah, and then I go down till I get to Collier, and then it's very straightforward from there.
How long does it take you to get there from here?
If I'm doing fast the whole time, it's like 30 minutes.
30 minutes on your scooter.
Yeah, it's actually faster than the bike route.
Oh, okay.
But I have my first driving lesson today at 3, so the end is in sight.
The end is in sight.
Yes.
So maybe even next week, you could be taking your driver's test. Whoa. He's shaking his head up and down, or he's nodding. Yeah. So I know you can't hear him, but I can
audibly
see him.
No.
Well, good. We'll see what happens on that. I'm sure you'll do well.
Yeah.
riding an electric scooter anyway, even if it's a nice day, I guess that could be okay. Yeah. But when you start talking rain, going through puddles, slippery.
There's some weird laws on that e-scooter. For some reason, you have to have a license to drive an e-scooter, or like you have to use the bike lane, or I'm like, why?
What kind of license?
It's not that serious. But
it's what?
I haven't read into it enough.
Oh, okay. If you need a ride today, let me know. I have a truck. You just throw your scooter in the back, we'll get you out to school. We'll let the rest of the family take care of you on the way home. Okay. Five things you ought to know today. You know, according to CNN, and, you know, and again, my source sometimes could be questions. Trump, President Trump, is soon going to rule how much money former President Donald Trump and his co-defendants owe for fraud, as well as whether Trump can still do business in the state. The judge has already ruled that Trump engaged in fraud and said he was aiming to issue a decision on Trump's business empire by today. What it was regarding Trump Tower apartment, the Mar-a-Lago estate, and several golf courses, among other assets. The lawsuit from New York Attorney General Letitia James, a Democrat, who said one of the things was that she was going to go after Trump and keep going after him, is seeking $370 million from Trump and other defendants in ill-gotten gains. Ruling will also address the additional claims, including conspiracy and falsifying business records. That would be interesting. He just got, what was it, a $48 million or $84 million judgment against him for slander? Can you believe that? Slander? And then the woman immediately went on TV and said how she's going to go on a shopping spree and buy all this stuff. Of course, it's being appealed, so it'll be a long time. I doubt if she'll ever get that much money out of it. The border. You know, I'm going to skip this one because I've got three stories that are related to the border and things that are going on. One of them is just kind of factual. The other one is about Biden, and it's not surprising. And then this other one is Mayorkas, the Department of Homeland Security, is going to be impeached by the House. They've got the votes for it. Now, when it goes to the Senate, it dies, of course, just like every impeachment does. It'll die in the Senate because they're not going to take out a guy for that. And the Republicans, of course, blaming Mayorkas for the uptick. You know, uptick in border crossings. It's not an uptick. It's a veritable deluge. It's a veritable flood in uptick. That's from CNN. In border crossings, the administration has expelled, removed, or returned more migrants in 3 years, blah, blah, blah. But you know what? When millions are coming across, which is what's happened, millions have come across, then if you send back 2%, or 3%, or 5%, or even, 10% of the ones coming across. Oh, yeah, we've sent so many back. It's because so many are coming across because of Biden's policies, my opinion. The leaders of social media, the CEOs of several big tech companies, are going to return to Washington, D.C. today to reiterate their commitments to social media safety. Zuckerberg is expected to testify alongside the chief executives of TikTok, Snap, Discord, and X. They want to talk about the tools they're putting out there to protect children and give parents more control over their kids' online experiences. However, many safety and advocacy groups are saying that the tools put in place don't go far enough, largely leaving the job of protecting teens up to parents and, in some cases, the users themselves. Well, frankly, there should be tools in social media, of course. makes it harder for kids to get in porn sites and other things. But parents, I think you have the final say on a lot of this, whether your child uses that computer, what kind of things you can put on that computer, letting them text on their phones and have their phones without you knowing what's going on, I think is ridiculous. You can know what's going on your kids' platforms. And if you don't, then shame on you. All right, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, been in the business 17 years, and they've been helping move local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, 1 in Ripbluff, 2 right here in Redding, and 1 down in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. We'll be right back.
District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Good morning. morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM Near Talk Radio with Carl Lindabot. He'll be back tomorrow. And, well, Linda or Trish, one of the two will be here tomorrow. So somebody will be here tomorrow with me. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst. Locally owned, locally operated, it's a better-known business. Jeff started this business over 20 years ago, and he is truly a professional. Whether it's a small chip or a crack over 2 feet in length or up to 2 feet in length, he can fix it. He guarantees his work for the life of the windshield. Don't take chances with your family safety. Head on down to 3208 South Market Street and get a free inspection and analysis. You know, Jeff's going to give you the straight scoop. He's going to fix it, and he guarantees his work. I mean, what else could you want? Give him a call, 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. 7:21 in the morning here on the last day of January. It's about 56 degrees out there, and it's going to be raining today, 100% chance. We're going to get a lot of rain here this week, so stand by. The lake level is going to go up, and we'll see what that's going to be like. I've got to call Kevin today and get him on and talk about the lake levels and how fast it goes and how much is going out and all that. Kevin Kelly, of course, from Holiday Harbor. Have you ever heard of Amelia Earhart? You have. What do you know about her?
Is she not the famous pilot?
Yeah, yeah.
She crashed into the ocean, and then that was it?
Yeah. Well, I'm, you know what? I am pleasantly surprised that would be somewhere in your learning scale. That, I mean, was that taught in school or is just something you picked up? Because I know you like to read and do
it
things.
It might have been taught in my home school, but I did remember learning about it at EAA Air Adventure, which is like a huge experimental, well, actually, it's just a huge aviation, like,
oh,
thing.
That's cool. Yeah, they made a movie several years about it, too. The reason I'm talking about it, 86 years, on July ago, on July 2nd, 1937, Amelia Earhart's final radio call and disappearance occurred. And by 1937, she was one of the most famous women in the world. She was a best-selling author, feminist hero, faculty member in Purdue University, and a friend of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Her flying prowess made her a role model for many women. And she was intent on making a trip circling the globe, covering more than 30,000 miles. And she never made it. She was accompanied by her navigator and an assistant there that went with her. And she had disappeared. Now, why am I bringing this up? Because the Amelia Earhart's plane may have been found. Let me see if I can find this again. There's a submersible that said that they may have found her plane at 16,000 feet at the bottom of the ocean, by a submersible that's going around that was searching for it. And they found an outline of a plane that identifies her, that could be identified as a type of aircraft that she was flying. So I find this kind of fascinating, because that after 86 years, the plane at that depth could be, you know, identified. And they've got a photo of it from the sonar. Looks like a plane to me. Now, here's theories about what happened. The most popular theory is that her Electra ran out of fuel, crashed into the ocean, and was swallowed by the sea. His great-nephew said that the best theory is the simplest one in the absence of evidence. The theory is also endorsed by the U.S. government that Earhart and navigator Fred Noonan crashed into the Pacific Ocean while attempting to reach Howland Island, approximately 946 miles from Marshall Islands. And the second one that was another theory is that they landed their plane on Nikumaru Island, about 350 miles from that island. That island was had an airfield, and they were coming in on a radio signal, and somehow they got disoriented or whatever, and they never made it to the island. The Navy put out all these ships. I mean, they really searched for a long time. Anyway, this island, a skull was found on the island along with bones from an arm and a leg, but scientists interpreted those bones as belonging to a man in 1941. And then in 1998, the researchers from International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery reinterpreted them as from a woman of European ancestry about Earhart's height. The group analyzed last radio calls to the Ithaca, a U.S. Coast Guard ship, in support of that theory. She said to we are on line 157337, but they couldn't get their bearings from that signal. They lived for a time on as castaways on the wireless atoll, relying on rain squalls for drinking water and eventually dying on the island. The main issue with this theory is that Navy planes searched that four-mile-long Gardner Island on July 9, 1937, without seeing Earhart or her plane. Another theory, captured by the Japanese. They headed north to the Japanese-controlled Marshall Islands, where they were captured. And in 2017, the discovery of a photo buried in the National Archives said they believed that depicted Earhart and Noonan days after their disappearance. However, that photo was later said to be false. Another popular theory puts a rather creative solution to it, and that he had interviewed the nephew of a former U.S. Army official who said it was common knowledge in high-ranking intelligence circles that Earhart was involved in intelligence gathering operations, and after World War II, Earhart repatriated to New Jersey, taking the name Irene Bolam and becoming a banker. Despite the fact that Bolam denied being Earhart and sued for $1.5 million, people still believe that she was Amelia Earhart. And then, of course, aliens, lasers, and all that kind of stuff. Amelia Earhart, after all this time. It would be interesting if they found it, but you're never going to know. But I think it's right. It's the simplest, Occam's razor. Simplest solution is usually the right solution. Ran out of gas, crashed into the ocean, and they died. All right, let's take a break, and when we come back, we're going to be with some of our veteran friends.
I want to turn the whole thing upside down. I'll find the things they say just can't be found. I'll share this love I find with everyone. We'll sing and dance to Mother Nature's songs. I don't want this feeling to go away.
Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Kevin Cry's cronies are at it again. Disgruntled East Coast multimillionaire Reverge Anselmo has dumped another $250,000 into Shasta County to buy Cry, bringing Anselmo's total spending toward $2 million. Do you want to live in Anselmo County? This is not local control. Save Shasta County. Take back local control. Vote yes to recall Kevin Cry on March 5th. Paid for by the committee to recall Kevin Cry.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Even is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all you can eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancheria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 7:32 in the morning here on the last day of January 2024. And I know why you played that. You played that Starman because we were talking about Amelia Earhart, and one of the theories was that aliens came down and took them.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, you're playing Starman, so I kind of thought that that was the reason why. Oh,
that, could be.
They just pulled that one. You just pulled that song out of some place.
I'll pretend that was the case.
Okay, I was going to say that was pretty cool. Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
How are you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Oh, good. Good. You're here to talk about, you know, every year you have something out at your house.
Yeah.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah. Well, let me give a little history. In October 17th, 1989, we got hit. We were living in the Santa Cruz Mountains. We got hit by an earthquake, and our house was condemned. We had a two-story house on 5 acres in Santa Cruz Mountains, and we were 1.25 miles from the epicenter. And the house didn't collapse, but it was we could no longer live in it. And we moved to Redding, and we actually rented a home on Bell Road, which is off of Pioneer, about a mile from where we live right now on Barrel Court with a big red barn. And in February of 1990, the sign went on the end of the barn. We're driving by South Bonneville and says, for sale, house and barn. So we looked at it and we bought it. And so the first year we had a string of those C9, those very large lights, are about size of a night light. They call C9s.
Uh-huh.
And we had a string of those on there, and then we switched to the little miniature ones, and we started adding more stuff. And then we found out there's the Shasta Board of Realtors has a Christmas light contest. So we entered that. And as far as my records, I show that in 1999 we won second place, and in 2000 we won first, and then 2002 we won the grand prize. And we started attracting a tremendous amount of traffic. And I started, just for the fun of it, I'd buy a couple hundred of the 5-inch candy canes, and I would hand them out to children. And people actually started handing me money. And I said, you know, I don't need any money. Give it to Salvation Army. Well, in the year 2010, we were attending a meeting of the Reading Tea Party Patriots, and a retired naval officer named Dick Fiden. He got up in front of the crowd and said that he's on the board of the Salvation Army, and we need bell ringers all over the city to man these kettles. Well, after the meeting, I got with Dick Fiden. I said, Dick, you know what? People actually hand me money out on the street, and I bet I could collect money if I had a kettle. So we bought one out, and this was 2010. And that year I raised about $5,300. And every year I started doing it, and I've been handing out candy canes since then. In the last 14 years, we've raised $316,900. And this year...
Now, that's 14 years at your house.
Right in our front yard.
The famous Red Barn.
Red Barn on Barrel Court.
And there's your Salvation Army kettles out there.
Right.
You've raised over $300,000 in the last
14 years.
Last 14 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And this year, though?
Our best year ever was, believe it or not, was 2020, the virus year.
Yeah.
We raised $41,156. That's the best we've ever done. And last year, 2023, we raised... $33,809, and I'm not a member of the Salvation Army. I just help them. That's all.
Well, $33,000 this past year.
Yeah, so, almost 30.
Okay, I'm looking at something dated 9 January, 2024, right. From the Salvation Army people.
Right.
And it says, on behalf of our officers, Majors Kevin and Tammy Ray, we would like to say a tremendous thank you for all the fundraising you accomplished this past Christmas season with your Red Barn. The total raise this year was $33,809.29. That's how much you raised. The grand total in kettles so far, and I would think that by the 9th that they would have an idea, was $121,777. So you raised...
almost 28%.
Yeah, I was going to say about 30% all yeah. came out of the Red Barn.
Right.
Now, how many lights do you have on there?
I don't know. You know, I'm looking for a volunteer to... A lot of people ask me that. I said, I'm looking for a volunteer to count them. Is that you?
No, I don't know. It's not going to be me.
We have... But
do you leave the lights up all year?
No.
How do you get the lights up?
We're 99% incandescent. I have very few LEDs.
Oh.
I've had these for years. I just keep fixing them. And I don't know if you know about incandescent, but the colored bulbs are painted. They're not LEDs. The LED
yeah.
actually produces colored light.
Right.
But with incandescent, they're painted, and they would not survive. The sun fades them. I have a lot of lights. I have to throw them away because they start fading and the paint peels off. So I have to keep replacing them.
Where'd you get those old lights from? They don't even make them. Do they make them?
Yeah. This year, I went to Lowe's, and they had piles. They had hundreds of boxes of incandescent there for sale.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon they're going to make them illegal.
Yeah.
So you better, buy all you can get.
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't really have an idea. How big's the barn?
The barn is 35 by 60 feet. It's about 42 feet tall, and there's a loft in there, second floor.
Uh-huh.
So people say, "What do you keep in the barn?" Well, one of the things I keep is Christmas lights. I have lots of stuff to have to put away. You know.
Do you put them up?
This year, I started putting
this
stuff
on. You're 90 years old, aren't
92.
You? 92. I mean, you're not up on a ladder putting these things up, are you?
I actually am. I do climb a ladder. But I'm careful. And I get on the roof, but I do not get near the edge. My son came out from Sparks, Nevada for 3 days and helped me do the roof.
I mean, he's got to be, what, in his late 60s, early 70s?
What's that?
Your son. How old is he?
He was born in January of 62.
Oh. Well, he's just a kid. Yeah. He's only like 62 years old.
Yeah. Anyway, I have some volunteers that I'd like to thank. One volunteer been helping me the most is Robert Exter.
I know Robert Exter. He is just a real he helps a lot for a lot of things.
Right.
Big shout out to
him. He's
Robert.
Been helping me since 2013, and he comes over whenever I need him, usually about 5 o'clock. My lights come on at 5 o'clock and they go off at 11, and I don't turn them on till December 1, and I leave them on 31 days of December. On January 1, I turn them off, but I leave them on. We even collect for, even though the Salvation Army Red Kettle closes down before Christmas Eve, we keep ours going out there 31 days of December.
Well, that's good. You know, 5 days could be, you know, you could just take those 5 days and buy more lights.
Yeah.
No, I know you don't do that.
But anyway, another one is Morton Gaiseki. He's been helping me since 2019. He's been my kettle guy. During the virus years, I didn't want to get shut down by the health department. So we had people handling the candy canes, did not touch money at all. We had little white buckets and had them. People drop by, put the money in the bucket, and then we would dump the buckets into Morton's bucket. And he didn't touch candy canes; he only touched money, because money is the dangerous stuff. You don't know what's on the money.
You don't know what's on there.
No, so we try to not mix candy canes and money together. So,
and then, so you have like a little organization going there, your own little cabal, handing out candy canes, taking money. $33,000.
Yeah. Last year we gave away approximately 13,000 of the 5-inch candy canes.
Gave away.
Yeah.
So where do those candy canes come from?
Most of them came from Walmart and Reno.
I mean, did they donate them?
No, I buy them.
You buy them.
I buy them. Right.
So let me get this straight. You put up these lights on your own. You're 92, right. And your son helps, and he's 62. You run it for 31 days.
Right.
You have the red kettles out. It brings in thousands of people. You collect $33,000 for the Salvation Army, about 30% of what they collect in their red kettle days. You hand out all these candy canes that you pay for.
Right.
Right. You know what? You're just a really nice guy.
Yeah. Anyway, somebody else, you know, Wynn Carpenter, he's running for Supervisor District 3, and his daughter, Katie, she's been helping me for about 5 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. And
well,
then,
big shout out to Wynn and his daughter.
Yeah, and then another friend, Robert Rossi, his son, Victor, he lives on the coast in Eureka. He was visiting here. They helped me. And his wife, Robin Rossi, she was on the kettle at Christmas Eve because Morton Gaiseki went to Sacramento with his wife to be with family there, and she took a couple of days off.
Do a lot of people show up on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, the traffic backs up down our street and down East Bonneview to the Sigel and clear past my barn on South Bonneview.
Wow.
And it takes about an hour to get up there.
I've been to the barn. It was years ago. I've been to the barn. I was in we had gotten a limousine ride. We'd won that at one of these events, and they took us out for that, you know, for lights, and they took us out to your place. And before I got to know you, and it was just amazing. The kids, my grandkids that were young, they're just in awe.
Yeah, it's kind of fun out there greeting that we have. The greeters have a lighted. Light Easter basket with the candy canes and a little white bucket to put the money in. And another person, Dan Sloan, you know, he's running for Supervisor District 2.
Yeah.
He came out three nights with his friend Carolyn. And And Carolyn actually got sick on the third night and couldn't make it out. We have to be very careful out there about touching money. Just don't touch the damn money.
Well, put gloves on.
Yeah, anyway, Laura Hobbs, she's also running District 3. She came out one night with her three sons, and they did a great job. And then Lisa Marchand has a daughter, Allison, and her son, Owen. And the two kids, they were out there. One of them was giving the candy canes, and one was cooking money. And they did a terrific job.
I tell you what, I'm going to take a break here. I want to hold you because I've got a lot of questions. And you need to thank a lot of people here, which is great. I mean, this is exactly one of the reasons we have this radio station, is to shine the light and give us some illumination of people that do just wonderful things for our community. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
When it comes to dinner, you're looking for tasty, flavor, ample portions, choices, and great value in a cozy, clean, family-friendly environment. Guests tell us our home-style dinners deliver on all counts. Whether you choose chicken fried steak, house-made meatloaf, roasted turkey, or slow-cooked pot roast, you'll be full and satisfied in the best way possible. So make Black Bear Diner your January comfort dinner destination. Open daily at 2605 Hilltop Drive, Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebaugh. Lindelby is coming back today. She was down in Southern California for a friend's mom's funeral, and that's a long trip. You know, you drive down there and do that and drive back. So last night, spent the night with her parents in Sac and coming back this morning. 7:50 in the morning here on the last day of January 2024. I'm here with Dick Wilkinson, who is the owner and the main force behind the Red Barn.
Actually, my wife, Frances, we actually, it's community property, you know.
Okay, so my wife, Frances.
My wife, Frances, is home listening right now.
Frances, we know who is the main force. It's you. Okay, I was just trying to be polite, but we know who's the driving force behind this. And he started this in 1990, if I remember right, and you've won the best decorated grand prizes and all that. But what he also does is he collects money for the Salvation Army and the Red Kettle. And this year he collected about 30% of the whole total of the Red Kettle last year, which was 121,000, and he collected about 34,000 of that 121,000 out there at the Red Barn.
Right.
And now you were thanking all these people that have been out there, because this is just isn't a one man, one woman show.
No,
a lot of people have to help.
I could not do it by myself. No.
And how many, I mean, have you ever estimated how many thousand people come by a year?
No.
I never sit
out there with a counter and count the cars, but the traffic really picks up the week before Christmas, and Christmas Eve is the biggest night ever. The traffic is it doesn't let up to maybe 10:30, 11 o'clock till we finally can get out of there.
So what do your neighbors say about this?
I don't know.
Because if I remember right, you have neighbors out there.
Yeah, there's I think there's 10 people in our street that have a barrel court address, and a lot of them light up pretty well, you know.
Oh, they just take your rejected bulbs and put them on their houses, and they're filled up. And you use the incandescent ones, the ones that are painted, and they're actually still making those. I'm just surprised they're still making. I thought they were like colored bulbs now.
No, you know, I cannot afford to go to LEDs. A lot of people go on all LEDs. My neighbor, Don Perry and his wife, Retha, they bought the house on the left side of the cul-de-sac, and they lived way out in the country, and they never had Christmas lights, so they bought all new. They're 100% LEDs, and they are super bright. LEDs are really bright compared to incandescent. You can see a difference in the color.
Sure.
And I actually prefer mine. It's a softer light, but I'm prejudiced. But, you know, in January of 2021, our best year ever was 2020, and in January of 2021, Doug LaMaffa came by our house one evening, and presented us with a certificate of congressional recognition and a flag that was with a certificate that was flown over the Capitol building.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got that proudly displayed in our home. So.
Well, you should. Yeah. That's good. I'm glad Doug recognized you for that.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got to ask this: what's your electric bill for December?
It's usually about $400 more than it should be. It's not that much.
About $400 more than it.
Yeah, if I had LEDs, it probably would only be $50. But the reindeer on the roof, I've had them maybe 22, 23 years. I just keep fixing this stuff. I don't know if you ever had those experiments with the strings of 100 incandescent lights, but 700 of them or 7 streams is 2 amps, and every plug-in socket has 2 3-amp fuses, and I have a clamp-on ammeter, and I make sure that I don't put over 2 amps on one of those circuits.
So this is a scientific thing, too.
Yeah, and then I don't...
Wait a minute now. Now, these you're talking about these old big lights that are painted.
The little miniature ones, 100, they're 100 in a string. And,
yeah.
And they're different colors, and they're painted, actually.
And you've got thousands of these.
Thousands. The white lights on the roof, my son come. I tell you, he helped me this year put the lights. I have approximately 50 strings of 100 or 5,000 lights on my roof of my house and the garage.
Okay, so that's 5,000 right
there. 5,000 right there. I have no idea. A lot of people ask me how many I have, and I don't really know.
How would you?
We have lots of them.
Lots. How many do you have? I have many lights. Okay. So, how long is this going to go on?
Well,
as long as you're upright.
Yeah, as long as I'm still healthy. As long as I'm still healthy and keep doing it. I know if I just quit, a lot of people would complain. People actually expect me to do it every year. They actually expect it. And I've had people come by and say, you know, when I was a little girl, my mother used to come by here, and now I'm bringing my little girl by.
Well, then you can tell them, well, yeah, why don't you come on out and help us hang lights? Okay, is there going to be a day that you're going to have to look and hire Ben and five of his friends to come out here and put the lights up?
Also, someone who helped me, my daughter Linda and her husband, they live in Reno.
Yeah.
And she'd come out on weekends and help me. And my son-in-law, who was a long-term truck driver for UPS, he took a week's vacation to help me this year. His name is Jess Lang. He helped me come out every night for a week and help me. So, and
I tell you what we're going to do this year, Dick. And when did you start putting them up?
Well, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but we do Halloween big time at our house. Not like Christmas, but more than most people, the house is lit up and the barn's lit up. We have a spooky room in the barn, and we have maybe 300 to 400 visitors every year to come by our place on Halloween. And as soon as I put Halloween away, you know, Halloween is the last day in October.
Yeah.
So as soon as I put Halloween away, take a couple of days, then I start doing Christmas in the first week in November we start. And it takes a month to get it decorated.
Well, I tell you what, next November 1st, you come in here and we'll start asking for volunteers to come out and help Dick Wilkinson put the red barn together.
And you
see
know,
if we can't get some people to help.
Carl, you're eligible to come help too, you know.
Carl's not going to get on the roof. Carl's not getting on the roof. You know what? I'm sure you've got other lights that can be hung. I don't hang lights at my house.
I actually have a lot of help. Well, I got enough help to put the lights up, but anybody like a volunteer to be a I call them a street greet, not street walkers, but street greeters. To go out and with a lighted Easter basket with candy canes and pass out candy canes to children and remind the people that we have a Salvation Army kettle. And a lot of people already know we're doing it and have money ready. And
so do you take money and put it into a kettle, or somebody behind the candy comes in?
No, on the Easter basket we have a small white paint bucket, small one,
yeah.
And we and put the money in there, and then we dump that money into the kettle.
And you must fill up the kettle every night.
I actually, when I get kettles, I get four or five at once.
Okay.
And when I get them stuffed full, I take them in and get some more.
Okay. So, Dick Wilkinson and Francis, thank you so much for what you do for our community.
I'd like to make one more comment. My name is... A lot of people call me Wilkerson. My name is Wilkinson.
Wilkinson.
I-N-S-O-N. So.
Okay. Did I do that? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, thank you again for everything you do. And Frank, thanks for bringing Dick in. I didn't realize it was so huge. I have this. I have a copy of all that.
You can have that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, thank you very much. And we're going to take a break from the news. When we come back, it's going to be Open Line Wednesday. And I've got some things I want to talk about, but I want to hear from you. I want to hear what happened last night at the Board of Supervisors meeting. That would be interesting. I haven't seen anything on that today. So we'll be right back after the news.
I wonder about the tears in children's eyes, and I wonder about the soldiers.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, Your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The full House will consider impeaching Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas over his handling of the border crisis, the flood of illegal aliens and drugs into the U.S. While in the Senate, some Republicans are throwing shade on their House colleagues taking a firm stand on border reforms.
Senate Republicans have been engaged for weeks in negotiations over the border, and the resulting deal is expected to be unveiled soon. Moderate GOP senators are blasting House Republicans, including Speaker Mike Johnson, for signaling the compromise-laden deal will be DOA in the lower chamber. Many also oppose House plans to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. They argue he's merely implementing Biden policies from the White House and that any replacement would wind up doing the same. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
In the past year, President Biden has traveled to many places, but one place he hasn't been is East Palestine, Ohio, devastated by a toxic train wreck a year ago. Well, now that's about to change. Mr. Biden will head to East Palestine next month, raising skepticism among some of the locals, questioning why now, wondering whether it could have something to do with the upcoming election. No specifics, but the White House says the president has decided on how to retaliate for a deadly attack by Iran-backed rebels on American service personnel in Jordan. Three U.S. soldiers killed, several dozen others wounded in the attack. Iran-backed Houthi rebels continue stirring up trouble in the Red Sea, launching another anti-ship cruise missile that was shot down by a U.S. Navy destroyer with no damage or injuries reported. Released without bail, the asylum seekers accused of beating a couple of New York City police officers. The New York Post reports the cops told a pack of migrants near Times Square to move along, prompting the violent response. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The new FedNow system is paving the way for the digital dollar. It grants the government unprecedented access to your financial transactions. This isn't just an invasion of privacy. It's a direct assault on your liberty and hard-earned money. It's another reason why I recommend physical gold IRAs from the Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnow. I'm a news analyst and a podcaster with nearly 25 million downloads to people just like you who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Big Brother while also preserving your retirement savings through almost anything, including economic crashes, political instability, and even hyperinflation. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. Remember, there's no strings attached. Text FAITH to the number 989898 right now, and I pray you're blessed with continued prosperity.
The World Court set to decide on some of Ukraine's allegations against Russia.
The UN's top court's preparing to rule on Ukraine's allegations that Russia bankrolled separatist rebels in the country's east a decade ago and has discriminated against Crimea's multi-ethnic community since its annexation of the peninsula. The legally binding final ruling is the first of two expected decisions from the International Court of Justice linked to the conflict between Russia and Ukraine that exploded into a full-blown war in February 2022. The case accuses Russia of breaching conventions against discrimination and the financing of terrorism. I'm Charles Deledet.
A Jewish survivor of the Auschwitz death camp has told the German parliament she's appalled by the rising strength of the far right in Germany and by increasing anti-Semitism in the aftermath of the October 7th Hamas attack that triggered the war in Gaza. News and analysis at townhall.com. In one Midwest state, the game isn't Name That Tune, it's Name That Plow.
Travelers in northwestern Minnesota can shake off their trepidation about hitting the winter roads knowing Taylor Drift is clearing a path ahead of them. The snowplow name for Taylor Swift was the runaway winner of Minnesota's fourth annual Name a Snowplow contest. Eight new names were announced Tuesday. The second place finisher was Clark W. Blizwald. Third was Dolly Plowton. Waipahinte is a Dakota word for snowplow and came in fourth place. Keith Peters reporting.
And the shovels and snowblowers have been going nonstop this winter in snowy Alaska. A new storm dumping almost 17 more inches of snow on Anchorage. That brings the seasonal total to more than 100 inches. That's so far. It is an awful lot of snow, even by Alaska standards. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 31st of January, last day of the month here in February, coming in, rolling in tomorrow, 8:05 in the morning. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Ben's at the helm. Good morning. It's National Hot Chocolate Day.
Good morning.
We have hot chocolate here. You know, the kind you can put water in, I think.
Yes, we do.
What other national day do we have today?
We have National Backward Day and Inspire Your Heart with Art Day.
National Backward Day?
Yeah, let's look into this one.
What is that, man?
Honors everything backward with National Backwards Day. The day provides an opportunity to reverse our ways, our direction, or simply our shirt.
Don't reverse your shirt. You have a hood on. I couldn't see your face. So, you know, and you told me where these things come from, and it's a website. It's got national days on there. National Backwards Day. The weather, rainy today. Wind gust as high as 43 miles per hour, so be careful. It's a chance of precipitation today. It's going to be 100%. Between 3/4 and 1 inch possible. Tonight, a low around 47, and with gust as high as 38 miles per hour. And again, it's going to be raining. There's going to be 100% chance of rain today. Tomorrow, rain, high near 54, tomorrow night around 43, a low, and more precipitation between 1/4 and a half an inch possible. So we're talking here, it could be 1.5 inches of rain here in the next 2 days, Friday. Another good chance of rain. It's all going to be around in the 50s, low 50s. And then it's going to start getting cold on Saturday night with a low around 36. And Friday night, a low around 39. Sunday and Monday, rain likely. And then Monday night. Now, Tuesday, a chance of showers, but partly sunny. So we got a chance. We're going to start breaking through that. But for the next few days, count on it being rainy. I actually brought a raincoat with me today, which I don't do all the time, because I believe the weather forecast, even though that times they've shown that they're not, 100% there. Okay, the weather reports, though, are always correct because they're being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company in Anderson that provides just outstanding customer care. All the propane's the same, so then it comes down to customer care, and Shasta Gas Propane is a leader in that. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. They have payment plans. They take care of their customers. It's a veteran-owned business. Locally owned, locally operated. Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Elon Musk is back in the news. He has inserted a chip called telepathy in a gentleman's brain. It's a company called Neuralink that he started. And the purpose behind this is it's a way to control your phone or computer and through them almost any device just by thinking. Initial users will be those who have lost the use of their limbs. Imagine if Stephen Hawking could communicate faster than a speed typist or auctioneer. That's the goal. The device uses neuron signals, which are delivered wirelessly to an app that can interpret a person's intentions. Spikes are activated by neurons, cells that use chemical and electrical signals to relay information relay information from the brain to the body. The outlet reported that, and this was per Reuters, that gave Neuralink clearance to conduct its first human trial last year, adding that the star's ultimate goal was to help patients suffering from paralysis and other neurological conditions regain some independence. They went out and they asked people that were quadriplegics, that were totally paralyzed, couldn't use their limbs. And then they, you know, conducted their test, and they've been conducting tests, but then they implanted this first one. And so far, the patient is in good shape, but it'll be interesting. I mean, extremely interesting to see what happens here if it truly does work. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine having a chip put in your brain that as you think something, something happens? How much faster would that be than, you know, I'm sitting here, even if I was a great typist, and that's, I type pretty good.
That's a cyborg right there.
Yeah,
the human cyborg.
I mean, you're going to see this kind of stuff, young man, as you grow up. And you're going to see, in my opinion, you're going to see that they're going to be able to replace hearts with some kind of they've cloned a piece of you, like it's a heart, and it can be replaced if your heart has a problem or lungs, things like that. But these things in the brain are scary.
Aren't they already able to, like, if you want, grow like an ear out of your arm, and then you could donate the ear?
I don't know about that.
I'll look it up.
Somebody wants to give you an ear? That's interesting. But these chips in your brain, so as you're thinking about typing something, then that will go to an app that puts it in a typewriter, and then it'll be just like, you know, it would be just like you talking, you know, on some kind of verbal thing to a typewriter, but this is from your brain. Just the impulses go there, if you picture it.
Here it says on CNN, this was 2018, plastic surgeons harvested cartilage from Burgess's ribs to create a new ear and then grew it under the skin of her forearm. That's like sort of cloning, I suppose.
Well, you're using the, you know, parts of your body like that. The thumb, I understand, this was decades ago, so I'm sure they've done better than this. You can replace your thumb with your big toe if you want to lose your big toe. But your thumb's more important than your big toe.
Yeah,
I can see that because it's, you know, it's your body part. All right. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial, all your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, Judy's been helping people for a long time, since 1993, and she's been helping them with their businesses, with their home insurance, with their financial management, because she has two different branches in her office, insurance and financial management. And she's helping so many people find insurance for their homes since the insurance companies have started departing California due to the policies here. With inflation being as crazy as it is, people are having to dip into their retirement plans or 401ks. Have Judy take a free review, do a free review and evaluation on all your policies, all your plans there. And if, you know, if it needs maybe some adjustments or if you need that insurance, give Judy a call at 530-221-0441. That's Maxwell Insurance and Financial, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Before by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States, a teaching hospital. It's got 13 residents going through the first year of the residency program. They're going to be here for 3 years, and they are already picking the next 12 for this coming year. And it's, like I said, a three-year program, and every, you know, this year they had 1,200 or 1,300 applicants for 10 positions, 10 or 11 positions. So they can kind of pick and choose who they want to come in here. And hope, what's the reason behind this? One, to upgrade the medical care in our area, because these residents not only work at the hospital being trained in different specialties, they work in clinics around town too, including the VA clinic. So when you see this, this is just another reason, just another way that Shasta Regional Medical Center is taking care of our community on the health side. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Okay, now I asked the question, well, what happened at the Board of Supervisors meeting? And I said somebody could call in if they want to at 605-4567. But then I went to the chat room. And it appears that people have already been making comments. But before I get to that, this is for Jimmy. First of all, hello, Jimmy, and I hope everything's going well for you. What he said, and I thought it was kind of interesting, will the people who have these chips in their brain be able to know who else has that chip? You know, invasion of the body snatchers. There you go that way, too. Now, inserting a chip in your brain, you know, you can understand. But then you have to get out. Okay, I'm going to start getting out here now. Laws of unintended consequences. You know, it's like the, I know I could have at one point talked 90% of the parents that I could deal with into chipping their kids, putting a chip in them. So in case their kids were ever taken, they could be found. And so you'd always know. It'd be kind of like, you know, the telephone, except it'd be inside the body.
The thing I'm scared about with these chips, I saw this satirical sketch comic that was just showing a reality.
Yeah.
So one day people are going to have ads that they just can't skip that will play in their head.
Oh, no. That could be.
Advertisers will get a hold of these.
Well, and then, you know, so, you know, people would say, you know, if your child's taken or, you know, what, you know, put a chip here. Just put it right here on their shoulder or underneath their arm or someplace. And then so, but then now whatever stuff you have on that chip also is going to be on there. They've, you know, experimented with putting chips into a military that has all their health records and all that in case something happens to them, and then just scan that chip and see everything about them. Now, if it's in your brain, though, you've really got to understand what's in that chip. So, Jimmy, who knows? Maybe they could just sit there and look at each other. They think, as they scan the room, they pick up on a couple of people that are like that. And right now it's for quadriplegics. But what else could it be used for? I can see right now for military, things they could do. Thinking about things to react quicker. Okay. All right. So it looks like last night at the Board of Supervisors, I'm relying on people writing in the chat room. So if you were there last night, he was watching the Board of Supervisors show on the internet. That's it. It's a show. Who was yelling and stopped the meeting for a few minutes? And then the answer to that was because the cameraman did not spin around. That's because the Board of Supervisors camera is fixed and it can't spin around. See. There were two people, it looks like, that were disrupting, and Chairman Cry had to close the meeting and clear the chambers for 10 to 15 minutes. And then somebody said, I think it was this one person or somebody, but they're not sure of who it was. People being flipped off or flipping out as usual. They wouldn't wait to the proper time or public comment, just hurled spite and hate. One fellow kept holding up large signs despite, you know, conduct addressed prior to the meeting by the clerk of the board that said these had to be small signs. It made it real clear. So, no, I'm going to hold up a large sign. It's my First Amendment rights. Let me see. And then they had people playing Paul Harvey recordings and taking their 3 minutes talking about the Texas governor. It's interesting. And so they're saying, well, it's because the, you know, open borders does impact on everybody. And, you know, it does. I mean, if you put 700,000 illegals on our medical, on our medical care system, it's got to be paid for by somewhere, and that's our tax dollars. And with people leaving the state of California and businesses leaving the state of California, as we understand from all the statistics, I mean, that money's got to come from somewhere. So stand by. I mean, every year things are raised, taxes are raised. And then so that sounds like it was a little bit of raucous last night. There's going to be a candidates panel Forum in Shasta Lake City tonight. Starts at 6 p.m. at the Farr Community Center. 7 of the 9 people running will attend. That's what was written here. So we'll see. Jimmy, good morning, buddy.
Hello?
Hello, you're on.
All right, Carl. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Haven't heard from you for a while. How are you doing?
I've been out in the mountains and then just got back home about a month and a half ago or so.
Okay.
So, yeah, out there working. Anyway, hey, I just wanted to call and tell some of the listeners out there in the Reading area, AT&T sent me a letter saying they were going to ban or discontinue our landline service. Have you heard anything about
that? We addressed this one yesterday, and I looked at the areas they're talking about. AT&T is the center for last resort. In other words, you know, they were tasked by the Public Utility Commission to provide phones to make sure that people all had a way to communicate. And they've just put in a request in to stop that service. And when I looked at Shasta County, it's all Shasta County. It's Reading, it's Anderson, City of Shasta Lake, you know, French Gulch, all these places. So,
right. And it looked like, I seen the map too, and it looked like there was a couple small little bastions like up by Shasta Lake or somewhere. And I was wondering, it was like a gray area or something?
Yeah. There's two things there. There's a map, and then there's the printed out. Because when I looked at the map, I said, does the lighter shade mean that you do have cell service, or you do have the service, and the darker shades means you don't? But I think it's the other way around. They're looking at cutting out everything in there.
That's very interesting. And, yeah, our fire insurance just got we're getting cut off, in other words.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we trimmed this yard. And we have, like, a quarter-acre lot, and we trimmed this place until, I mean, oh, my gosh. We cut everything back to the nubs, and they still wouldn't buy it. So
well,
we're going to have to look for...
Well, give Judy a call, Judy Maxwell a call. But here's let me tell you about that. You know, you've been up in the mountains and all this, is that the state of California has lost 8 major carriers because of the amount of money it's cost them here in California and Florida. Florida because of the hurricanes, here because of the fires. So what they've done is they've just stopped writing policies, and that's what they've done with you. And, I mean, it's not just where you are. I looked out in Palo Cedro, and I just called up my insurance company that I've been with for 50 years, and they told me we don't write policies out there because it's considered a fire zone. And
right.
But it's even more than that. My brother-in-law in Carmichael, California, which is right in, you know, I mean, it's down, you know, it's right there in Sacramento. His insurance. They did not renew his insurance either. So they're pulling out. They're pulling out of California.
Wow.
Oh yeah.
So and I got one more thing I'd like to go over.
Sure.
Real quick.
Sure.
I just want to know what you think about my little proposal here, and I want to know what the people in the chat room and the listeners want to think about this. I want to go to the Board of Supervisors, and I've ran this by a couple of the board members, like, just in passing.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of the things they do in places like Los Angeles and San Francisco. Let me just say that out front. But they have a grade system on their restaurants. There's a number, like a, you know, like a you know, like your report card, an A plus, an A minus, a B, a C.
Mm-hmm.
And all these restaurants have to have that posted in their window. And the reason I was concerned about this is because years ago, not, you know, 5-6 years ago, we had to remove a AC unit off of the roof of a building because they were roofing under it. And this was a three-phase unit, very high, you know, voltage unit, and the restaurant we went into, my wife and I would go there all the time. Beautiful, great taste in the food. The dining room was awesome. It was pristinely clean, cloth tablecloths, you know. So the lady lets us into this restaurant at like 7 in the morning, and we went into the kitchen, and I was appalled. I was shocked. I couldn't believe how unsanitary it was. I won't go into the details, and I won't name the name of the restaurant, but I was shocked. So anyways, I get up on the roof, and I tell my coworker, I said, stand right by this disconnect so, you know, nobody turns it on, and I get, you know, shocked and killed, right?
Right.
So I'm up on the roof, and we disconnect the unit, and I went down there, like, around lunchtime to see how everything's going, and my coworker said, you wouldn't believe the cross-contamination I've been seeing, basically. You know, people handling, you know, raw meat, raw poultry, and then just putting things on a plate. So anybody in Shasta County can go to the environmental health website on Shasta County, right, to see the scores of any restaurant, any hot box, any, you know, sandwich wagon, anything, because you have to have your permit, right?
Yeah.
So the reason I'm saying this is because, you know, this restaurant I went to all the time, and it was just shocking.
Well, you know, they do have to display their ratings from the health inspector. You know, A, you know, B, whatever. And they,
in Shasta County?
In Shasta County, yeah. If you go to restaurants, it's I think it's got to be displayed someplace in there. It's like your business license. I have my business license displayed. The thing about it is that this restaurant you went to, you know, so, you know, I mean, that you would have sworn was immaculate. Who knows what their health rating was, because they probably didn't have it posted. They should have ratings of the hospitals posted, like when you walk in. This is an A hospital. This is a D hospital.
Right.
You don't see.
But the thing about, sorry not to cut you off.
No.
We're going to run out of time here. But the grades on these restaurants in these cities are, I mean, they're big. Anybody could see it. I mean, but, you know, these they might have grades posted in the restaurants now, but it's like, I've never really noticed them because they're probably such a small font.
Yeah, it is.
So.
Yeah, that's scary. No, you're right. But I bet if you ask them, you'll see that restaurants have to display it someplace.
Right.
Okay, buddy.
Cool,
I'm glad you're back in town.
All right, Carl. You take care and keep rolling.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jimmy. All right.
Bye.
We're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's, another great place to eat here in town. It's locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been going there since I live in Reading. Never had a bad haircut. It's a barbershop. It's not a salon. It's a barbershop. I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. They take appointments, and they also, if you just drop in and they got an open spot, you're going to get a great haircut. It's Man's Last Stronghold, Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as Chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Supervisor Kevin Cry has never thought the elections in Shasta County were a problem. Here's what he said early on.
I don't think there's any problem with our local elections.
But he voted to blow up the voting system anyway. Then he said,
we will not
use Shasta County money to go down this direction, and I will not cost the taxpayers money.
A new voting system has already cost hundreds of thousands of dollars. Cry says one thing, does another. Can't trust him. Recall Kevin Cry. Paid for by the Committee to Recall Kevin Cry.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Bott today. 8:37 in the morning here on the 31st of January, 2024, 57 degrees, and it is now officially raining outside. So there, Scooter Boy, if you need a ride, let me know. What time's your class?
It is at 11.
I think that can work out if you need a ride.
Thank you so much. That will help.
Just throw your scooter in the back and let you run alongside the car. today, it's going to be high near 57. Chance of precipitation is 100%. Well, that's good to know since it's raining now. We may get up to an inch of rain today, and wind gust as high as 43 miles per hour if you're hauling trailers or stuff. Tonight, a low around 47, and tomorrow, rain, high near 54, and more, up maybe a half an inch of rain tomorrow, Friday. yeah, and it's getting into the 30s, starting on Friday, Saturday, and around Sunday also. So there's your weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, has senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. The Crab and Clam Chowder Feed 2024 from the Sons and Daughters of Italy. Going to be Friday and Saturday, February 9th and 10th. Doors open at 5:30. Antipasto starts at 6:30 and the dinner at 7. $75 per person. Antipasto, bread, salad, chowder, and crab, all you can eat. Great raffles. Call John or Cheryl at 530-215-1333. Leave a message and they will return your call. It's going to be on the Sons and Daughters of Italy Hall And you're limited seating there. It's limited seating. So this isn't like you can put stick 1,000 people in there. So if this is something that you're interested in, please give them a call. The Shasta, I'm sorry, the, oh, that's good. I just lost my, page that just disappeared. So let's go someplace else. Let's go back to our, well, that totally discombobulated me there. The, oh, let's go to Eagle. Let's go to Eagle, Texas. The at Eagle Pass. Eagle Pass, Texas is a small place that has become kind of the epicenter for illegals coming across the border there. The a lady down there calls them Abbott Scars. That's the people that get cut coming across the razor wire. And so, of course, she's upset about that because her whole job is to help the people that come across the border get further inland. That's her job. And Supreme Court ruled federal agents could remove state officers' border wire, and Abbott has said, I'm going to defy that because you are not doing your job here. And then I guess there's a convoy heading down to kind of support what's going on. They're calling it a kind of a revival meeting and something to support the people of Texas. Shelby Park, once a riverfront picnic stop, has become a militarized outpost. And it's a city park where state officials face off with federal authorities, so they don't have the right to come in here. Out-of-town visitors are coming in, lots of out-of-town visitors, just to see what's going on at the border themselves. And then this other group, billing themselves as God's Army, loosely organized online, a small group this week began caravanning toward Eagle Pass under the rallying cry, Take Our Border Back. And it's a wake-up meeting that organizers bill as part political rally, part church revival. So a small contingent, much smaller than the convoys that come up from the south coming across. It's a farmer there isn't opposed to border enforcement. He said he's grown alarmed at the frequency of migrants and tactics of smugglers to bring them across. He says, I don't care if the convoy comes as long as it's peaceful. History repeats itself here, this guy says. That was Shelby, which Shelby Park was a Confederate general that left, and refused to surrender to the Union after the war, and then headed south into Mexico with his people. Abbott secured has spent more than $11 billion in border security initiatives, setting up wire, large water buoys in the Rio Grande, and building segments of the border wall. Encounters with migrants in the U.S. Border Patrol's Del Rio sector, which includes Eagle Pass, have soared in recent years. Now, you remember what CNN said, it was an uptick. Well, in 2018, they had 15,000 in fiscal year 18 to more than 152,000 in the first months of this fiscal year. From 15 to 152,000, which is why you see so many of these are being sent by plane and bus to by the border states and saying, look, we want to share the joy here. Now, the other part to that was, what's Joe Biden doing? Well, we already know what he's doing, and he's the one that's brought this crisis on, in my opinion. However, Biden's shifting. Why? Well, the election's coming up, and what's he getting beaten up on? Well, besides the economy, which is kind of important, but the border. So Joe Biden is using similar language to Donald Trump seeking a border shutdown, what Biden has started to call the border crisis. How many years did this man say, oh, there's no crisis on the border? That's just made up by the Republicans. And the papers and the news media went right along with that. Oh, no, there's no crisis. There's no crisis. When anybody with common sense that just looked at the numbers, you didn't have to go down there, but you just look at the numbers that Department of Homeland Security was giving, and you realize it was a crisis. He said his proposal would be the toughest and fairest set of border reforms in U.S. history and includes new presidential authority to shut down the border when it becomes overwhelmed. Now, Joe is saying that now after he had said, let's just keep that border open for anybody that wants to come down. If the bill was law today, I'd shut down the border right now and fix it quickly. And, you know, he's using the same language that Donald Trump did, that the news media, all of them, the mainstream media, xenophobic. You can't do that. Oh, it's horrible. You can't do that. Well, guess what Joe's doing? Joe's in trouble. He knows he's in trouble with his policies on the border. He knows he's in trouble with his policies on the economy. He's in trouble on his foreign policy, if there is one. And we're getting Americans killed now by Iranian-backed terrorists. And what did the terrorists do after they identified the organization that did it? Oh, okay, we're not going to attack Americans again. The fact that they were able to say that there was somebody still left alive in that organization to say that, is Biden's answer to what happened to our soldiers and the nearly 200 attacks that we have suffered from Iranian-backed groups. We'll be right back. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law,
during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Last day of January, the 31st today, 8:50 in the morning, 57 degrees. It's raining. We're going to get up to maybe an inch of rain here over the next 24 hours and then some more after that. So be prepared. Sandbags. You can pick up sandbags in different locations here in town and sand and different, of course, they've got sandbags in one location and sand in another location. So bring your own shovels and you can pick up the sandbags and shovel sand into your sandbags. If we need it, you know, we live here in town, but up on the hill a little bit. They'd have to flood out all of downtown to get to us, which is not impossible, but they'd have to. Okay, I'm going to finish up on the board and then come up and finish up with some good news. When they asked President Biden, God bless this old man, and they asked him this month, is the border secure? And for 2 years, 3 years, Biden's been talking about, oh, no, that border's under control. No, it's not, he said. I haven't believed that for the last 10 years, and I've said it for the last 10 years. A lie. A total lie. That's not what you said. I mean, but if you say it now, or you think people are going to believe you? Well, yeah, some people will. Of course they will. Now, they've House Republicans, and of course, are, as we talked about earlier, impeaching the Department of Homeland Security, Mayorkas. But the new bipartisan border legislation isn't finalized. But senators have discussed giving the Department of Homeland Security power to shut the border down to migrants crossing illegally when daily crossings exceed a daily average of 4,000 over a one-week period. Well, considering it's at 5,000 a day right now, that means you could shut it down anytime. The Department of Homeland Security, if it hits 5,000 a day, would be required to close the border to migrants seeking to cross without prior authorization between ports of entry. They would certain migrants would be allowed to remain in the U.S. under the proposal if they're fleeing torture or persecution in their countries, which is what they say. Oh. I mean, political persecution. Prove it. Prove it. This is exactly what they've been asking for. Literally what the Republicans have been asking for, and here it is. So they should get on board. They've also discussed speeding up the asylum process so that immigration judges can hear within 6 months cases that can currently take up to 10 years. However, passage of that bill seems unlikely. And there's other things in the bill that the Republicans don't like, lots of things. You know, they just talk about this one, this USA Today article. And it would give Biden a chance here after destroying the border for 3 years. Oh okay. You know, we've been throwing people out. Oh, we've been doing a good job. You know, and now I'm going to shut down the border. After destroying the border for 3 years, Joe once, you know, has finally realized, somebody in his inner circle has finally said, Mr. President, the border is being overrun. So, now, good news. Redding Rancheria and the state of California Department of Conservation are excited to announce that a wholly owned subsidiary of the tribe has received a $500,000 grant from the Department of Conservation to assist the tribe with developing a new green hydrogen production facility in Red Bluff, California. We've talked about this before when they were getting ready to start launching this. What it's going to do is they're going to produce hydrogen, and that replaces fossil fuels, it replaces batteries for electricity, and anything that emits CO2, because hydrogen, its byproduct is water. And the and eventually providing electricity, not just the biofuels for transportation, but providing electricity as well. It will be produced utilizing forest biomass from the Sierra Nevada mountains. Removing dead, down, and diseased trees and underbrush from the forest is part of the state and federal policy to help prevent catastrophic forest fires. Yes, it should have been going on for the last 50 years. We know that. Last 20 years, ramp it up. Last 5, 10 years, really ramp it up. Hasn't happened. Now, maybe it will. So, what it's going to be is they're going to convert forest biomass into carbon-negative energy. You have to put that in there. A critical part of achieving California's climate goals while reducing wildlife hazards, which is the main part here. It's going to be able to produce over 60,000 pounds of clean green hydrogen gas per day from completely renewable sources. It's doing it by doing something called pyrolysis, a safe and proven method, and it uses a fraction of electricity required to produce hydrogen by electrolysis and does not require any carbon sequestration. Okay, so what's this mean? This means is they're putting it on the I-5 and that you've got to convert trucks from diesel to be able to burn hydrogen fuel. The other thing, too, is if, you know, they want trucks to be electric. Well, it would take, you know, hours to re-energize the truck's batteries. With this, they can do it in a matter of minutes and just put the hydrogen, the gas in there, and then the truck can go. But it will cost money to convert diesel to hydrogen. But again, there is, you don't have the cost of building batteries and the cost of replacing batteries like this and the destruction of our environment that it takes to make these batteries. So now, as part of the H2 Energy Group chairman and founder, Christopher Heydrich. What if that's our own Heydrichs here from Heydrich, Properties? We are thrilled to have the opportunity to work with the Redding Rancheria and the state of California on the project. It's truly carbon negative, and the I-5 corridor is a natural place to deploy this technology. Again, if the fuel's made here, and then they're going to have to be able to move it up and down the I-5, and then you have to have the stations along the I-5, then that trucks will come in. I mean, this, I'm not sure. I'm going to have to ask Redding Rancheria or Chris, how hard is it to convert a diesel into a hydrogen burning vehicle? I don't know. Okay. Chita Rivera, a dancer, became famous for her dancing on Broadway and acting abilities, was the first Anita in West Side Story, just passed. She was 91. She won 2 Tonys on the stage and was performing well into her 80s and still a force on the Broadway. And it's kind of cool. Not that she died, but that she was able to achieve so much. She was given the Presidential Medal from Barack Obama. She was the guest of honor at the Puerto Rican Day Parade in New York, all those things. Well, okay, we've got to run, and we're now. Is Trish going to be on tomorrow? I'm going to give her a call right after the show. Let's hope she is. If not, Linda will be here with us. Have a great day. God bless America.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.